Madame Atomus is using the mind as a way into other minds. She infiltrates one mind, plants suggestions and such like, which then she evolves out of the mind into here, where we are, not the mind, the body place. Hear us, you know? Fuck, replied Rancid. It makes total sense. Rancid was being sly, like a kind of post-hypnotic suggestion. There are techniques, mass hysteria, groups falling in behind an idea that something is experienced even when it isn't. Madame Atomus has gone further and seems to be able to make the things appear out of that hysteria. Yeti stories are in our heads, we both carry the story in our heads, and then somehow Madame Atomus makes the story carry over into reality. It's the fucking whiskey doing your head in, sniggered Rancid. But there was something in the tone of what he'd said and in the logic which held her humor in check. Other details too. The meeting with Summers, that was a weird error, a slip she couldn't understand. Where did that idea come from? He'd never met Madame Atomus in a bar. She was racking her brain, where was that coming from? She finished the can of lager, went for another one. The room had no heating, it was cold blue-gray, like some cabbage skin dead, anorexic, ice stiff. She looked round, it was snowing indoors, it was that crap. So you believe in Yetis, muttered Lamont, licking at the whiskey again. I saw one, pointed out Rancid. How do you know that's what a Yeti is? Quiz as Lamont, reasonably, although fast, converging with the drowsy autopsy feel of lazy drunkenness. He was still sharp enough to think things. What? You know it's a fucking Yeti because you saw the comic book pictures, and that's what a Yeti looked like. There was the same fucking creature, it was modeled on the bloody thing. It was the spinning fucking clone image, you daft bitch. That's why you're so convinced that you saw a Yeti. It was confirmed by the comic book, and if I'm right, that's exactly what would be expected, because it's that very image of the Yeti to cause that actual Yeti to come to life. Explain, Lamont, Bullock, Sniff, Rancid. Look, what have you got?
You got fuck all. So in the light of that, why not just go with me on this one for a few moments, just until it's obvious I'm wrong, proposed Lamont.
The brainstorm, said Rancid.
What?
The brainstorm, what was that? It's like we caved in or something, some sort of overload. If I'm right, this mind game road stuff is not foolproof. If that load came from Mrs. Atomus, then it's probable that it was a glitch. Maybe there's a virus working, messing up the delivery systems or something. I don't know, but it's a sign that not everything's watertight. And somehow the Yeti didn't get us after the brainstorm. We were able to get away, whatever happened. The Yeti was distracted and didn't find us. And you have a plan of us, Rancid, straight out of trap, grin Lamont. This I must hear, responded Rancid, gulping down the lager and setting off once more to the fridge for more. We use the rope, how against her, like in the old story of Puss in Boots. Lamont, what are you on? Fairy stories, the cat uses cunning against brute force. The cat asks the giant to show off. I bet you can't change into a dragon, says the cat. Fuck off, that's piss easy, says the giant, and bang, the giant turns himself into a great bastard dragon. The cat shits himself, but nevertheless keeps going. Ah, well, it's easy to do the great big bollock psycho thing, but I bet you can't do something small like a mouse. Fuck you, that's piss easy too. Gloats the giant, and he turns into a mouse, at which point the cat pounces and kills the mouse before it changes back into the giant. You're kidding, gasped Rancid. Why do you say that? It's a good plan. We trap her into turning herself into something wee and useless, then we smash her. If she can do Yeti, then she must be able to do other less problematic stuff. Rancid hadn't got anything better on the table, so they decided that they try and trap Madame Atomus by having her into a dog or something. Lamont had a gun, he'd shoot whatever it was she came as. That's why dogs seemed a good animal for her to be. Not too small to pot, not too big to cause them bad grief. Lamont found a load of canine.
they avidly read. Then they started thinking taunting thoughts that Madame Esmus was a pussy because she couldn't do dogs, that doing dogs was beyond her powers, that she was just nothing because of this limitation. Then they waited with a sneer.
Lamont, being the old fart that he was, played a series of scratch loud 45s on his doomed turntable. The Fantails as hooligan rugulators. I feel good, polystyrene, jazz band Strano, in your veins, Dillinger's, flatfoot hustlings, Patti Smith's piss factory, little Bob stories.